I don't think that anything's ever going to be like the actual thing, but it was very, very close. It was just 4 cups of vanilla ice cream and some frozen lemonade concentrate, and then also some lemon zest. And I will have to say, it was very, very, very close.
Let's say for some reason you do not have access to Chick-fil-A. Like, what if you moved to Hawaii, Alaska, or Vermont? You know, those are the only 3 states without Chick-fil-A. Well, we want you to be prepared for an emergency like this. Today, we're sharing our favorite copycat Chick-fil-A recipes, and we recruited a friend to help us cook up some fun. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by my co-host, a man many have tried to copy, but we've got the original, Jim Mann. Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, and I doubt if anyone's tried to copy me. That'd be weird.
Well, yeah, and it's impossible.
True, that's what I meant.
But I am wondering, have you ever tried to make Chick-fil-A at home?
I have not, since it's less than a mile from my house. I'm too lazy, so
yeah, I just go there. What would be the point of that, right?
Exactly.
Well, I am so excited for you to meet our guest today, Evan G. Cooper. Evan is a wedding event and floral designer from Montgomery, Alabama. He's 29 years old, and he's been eating Chick-fil-A as long as he can remember. Evan, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. That's right. As long as I can remember.
Like me, you grew up eating Chick-fil-A at the mall food court, right?
I did. That was the only Chick-fil-A we had in town for the longest time, was at the mall food court. And that's where I remember my love for Chick-fil-A developed.
Do you remember anything about those early Chick-fil-A days? Like what you used to order or what you liked best?
I've always been a nugget guy. I love the nuggets. I remember always just having the nuggets as a child.
And like me, we're both 29. I've done it twice. So.
And then some.
Okay, take it easy. But now, because of all the things going on, your wedding planning business, have you noticed, have you been taking a hit on that because people are postponing weddings? I mean, I know several people that were planning to get married and they've had to postpone it. Is that affecting you a lot?
Yeah, it's been quite the last 4 months. Back in March, we had a client call and they were like, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and cancel things for something that was taking place in July. And I was like, okay, well, that seems a little premature. Okay, whatever. It's your call. Then literally like a week later, you know, the whole world, you know, got a little crazy. And so from that moment on, it's been intense. I'm not going to lie. We have lost a lot of business. We've rescheduled a lot of things, postponed a lot of things. We've even had some weddings and events cancel just because brides have lost their jobs. And so, we've felt the effects of COVID-19 really hard in the wedding industry.
You can't just say, hey, you signed a contract, get married.
Unfortunately, the government overrules that.
Oh, okay.
We can't gather. And so that's been the most difficult part is, we are in the business of large gatherings, and those have ceased for a while. So
this is normally like one of the busiest months for weddings, right?
Yeah, March, April, and May are our busiest wedding months. It's prime wedding season. Not a lot of folks get married here in the South in Alabama in June and July because it's super, super, super hot. But we've shifted a few of them from the spring to the summer, which I'm not looking forward to the heat, but we'll take what we can get.
Yeah. Have you ever served Chick-fil-A at a wedding?
We actually have served Chick-fil-A at a wedding. The 2 instances that I know of off the top of my head are, one time we had this morning brunch wedding. It was like 10:30 in the morning. And so they did the full omelet spread and waffles and everything. But we used the little 3-count chicken minis as the guests, their take-home favors. We tied it up with a cute little ribbon and a tag, and that's what each guest took home with them.
How cute! Was that your idea?
Yeah, that was fun. It was a team effort. We wanted to marry the love for Chick-fil-A, but we also knew that 3-count chicken nuggets weren't going to fill up our guests at breakfast time. So we wanted to just, you know, have a little ode to Chick-fil-A and the bride and groom's love for that. And so that's what we decided to do.
I love this tradition you have where after a wedding or event, you'll take the leftover flowers, kind of rearrange them, and then place them all over your city for random people to find and take home. How did you come up with this idea?
So that's what we call flower bombing. A flower friend of mine out of Dallas, Texas, Debbie with Branching Out Events, she started this back, gosh, probably a year or two ago. And I said, hey, would you mind if we kind of adopted this and did this locally? And she said, go for it. And so we did. We had this really, really large wedding last year. And unfortunately, it was all planned for outside. And so we didn't get to do a lot of the things we had planned. We had to rework our plan last minute. And a lot of the flowers didn't get used. And so instead of throwing them away, I was like, this is the perfect time to practice this flower bomb thing and put it into practice. And so we came back after the wedding on Sunday. We rearranged all of our flowers and we went downtown. We went to the local shopping center and just placed random flower bombs all over the city. They had this cute little tag in them that said, take me, I'm free. Something just to brighten your day. And it was, you know, it was fun seeing them all pop over all over social media. We use hashtags and things. And it's just a way to repurpose those flowers. They don't get thrown away. A lot of times, you know, a bride's family is like, I don't need all these flowers to take home with me. And so we're still spreading a little joy after a wedding.
I love that. And you even took one with you through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru?
I did. That was definitely one of my favorites. It was our last stop. And the gal that was going with me to help deliver, she's like, I just need some lemonade. So, I mean, of course, we have to stop through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. And we're like, well, we have one left. Let's just give it to the girl at the counter. And she was so excited. She had seen the flower bombs before, and she had followed us on Instagram. And just the excitement and the joy that came over her when she, you know, we told her that these flowers were for her. It made it all worth it.
Man, the world needs more of that, especially right now.
Right. And, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day. I said, man, I wish we had some flower bombs, but we don't have any weddings or events. So it's been a little difficult.
So, you know, Jim, Evan and I actually connected on Instagram. So for anybody looking for someone fun and creative to follow, you definitely need to look up Evan G. Cooper. Tell me about this G. Because you're not just Evan Cooper, you're Evan G. Cooper.
Don't forget the G. Okay, so back when I started my business, I actually was a wedding photographer before I ventured over into the wedding and events world as far as flowers and decor and things go and planning. And I remember when I was starting my photography business, evancooper.com wasn't available. And the only thing that was available was evangcooper.com. And so, you know, you go with whatever domain's available. And so that's what we did. We went with evangcooper.com. And, you know, it's just been a thing ever since.
Jim, do you have a guess of what the G stands for?
Garrett.
Did you do your research? No one ever guesses Garrett on the first try.
I am good.
I swear that's what it is. Most
is
people,
it really?
Yes. Most people say Grant or, you know, something like that. And I always am like, well, it rhymes with carrot. And then they're like, oh, Garrett. But no one ever guesses it on the first try.
I'm very special.
You are.
Jim, were you stalking him?
No, I've been reading a book from a guy named Garrett. So it's the first thing that came to my mind. Sorry.
That's so funny.
You win.
Well, while you're, you know, there checking out Evan G. Cooper's Instagram, you've got to check out his Insta stories about Popeyes. I'm kind of laughing just thinking about it. because your reaction to the Popeyes chicken sandwich is hilarious. In fact, I want to play a little clip. So here's a clip.
Look at all of that mayonnaise. Oh my gosh. That's disgusting. Popeyes, come on. Look at that. Oh my God. I can't eat this. See, I'm I knew I should just stick with the Lord's chicken. I knew it. This is way better than that anyway.
How did you really feel, Evan?
I mean, I think it was pretty obvious how I felt. Not a fan of the Popeye's chicken sandwich. I will say, I had been told by lots of people that I didn't try the spicy chicken sandwich from Popeye's, and that is way better than their original chicken sandwich. But I don't think I'm going to venture over to that side anytime soon. I think I'm going to stick with the chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. It's the original.
Yeah, right. I actually haven't tried the Popeye's one yet. Jim, have you?
I have not. I feel like I would be doing something wrong if I did that.
Right? Don't waste your money. Take it from me.
Well, all right, I'm convinced.
Well, you guys, one thing I have tried, making Chick-fil-A sandwiches at home. And we're going to share our favorite copycat Chick-fil-A recipes when we come back.
Hey there, this is Jim Mann. I know what you're thinking. This podcast is amazing. I'm not even close to being chickened out. Where can I get more? Head to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and Facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. You'll find giveaways, info, and a community of other Chick-fil nuts like you.
Welcome back to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. We're joined by Evan G. Cooper, a wedding and event planner based in Alabama. And you're also a pretty good cook, I hear, Evan.
I don't know where you heard that, but yeah, let's go with that.
Well, you like to have fun in the kitchen.
I do. You know, there's room for experimenting, for sure.
Well, there's this whole thing on the internet where you can make copycat recipes from just about any restaurant you can think of, including Chick-fil-A. So I thought it would be kind of fun to see, like, is it really possible to make this on my own? What have you tried to make at home?
I recently tried to make the Chick-fil-A frosted lemonade.
How'd it turn out?
It was close. It was close. It wasn't, you know, I don't think that anything's ever going to be like the actual thing, but it was very, very close. It was just 4 cups of vanilla ice cream and some frozen lemonade concentrate, and then also some lemon zest. And I will have to say, it was very, very, very close.
What kind of ice cream did you use?
Bluebell, the Ooh. Only vanilla ice cream there is.
Yeah, you're treading on something there, Allison.
I know. I didn't know you had such strong feelings about vanilla ice cream, but okay, that's good. I love the Chick-fil-A frosted lemonade. I mean, on a summer day, that is like amazing.
It's perfect. Not too much milk. You know, it's great.
It's so good.
The original. I wouldn't really say mine was. I mean, it was good, but you know, the original's better, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess yeah. But if you're home and you can't go out or you need to make like a big batch of it or something, I would like to try it. Sounds good.
Chick-fil-A is literally like 3 minutes from my house. And so, you know, I don't have to drive too far to get the actual thing. So
is that how you picked your house?
It was a very, very close call for that, for sure. It's located right in the middle of the hustle and bustle of town. So it just so happens that there was Chick-fil-A there.
That's so awesome. So I tried a copycat recipe myself. I tried making Chick-fil-A sauce because, you know, back in the day, I mean, recently they've come up with these opportunities, especially if you live in Florida and you can get the sauce from your grocery store or Walmart or something. Also, a lot of restaurants have started selling those little tubs of sauce. And I always ask for like tons of extra sauce, so I have it at my house. But I thought, you know, I'm going to see if I can make Chick-fil-A sauce. I actually made some. Jim has it sitting in front of him. I gave Jim my sauce, and then I gave him the real Chick-fil-A sauce. So, Jim, why don't you go ahead and try them and let me know how mine stacks up.
Well, okay. That's kind of dangerous ground working with their main sauce there, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Wait, what are you using to taste it?
A little spoon.
Oh, okay. So not even a waffle fry.
No, she didn't give me squat.
No, okay. Just the pure sauce. A spoonful of sauce.
I tried the one that's obvious, obviously, because of the color. And the one that looks more like dirt, I'm going to try that one now.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's one of the glaring differences is the color.
Yeah, it's... They both taste very good. One is obvious. Obvious the real thing. The other one's still good, though, Allison.
Well, thank you, Jim, for that glaring endorsement. You know, it was kind of amazing to me what was in it, because it was all stuff that I had at home. It was like mayonnaise, yellow mustard, honey, and barbecue sauce, and a little bit of lemon juice. So it wasn't that hard.
Yeah, it was good.
Evan, you want to try some?
Yes, I have the original sitting right in front of me. Nothing less than the original.
All right. I will say though, you guys, someone gave me a heads up. I don't know if you have Aldi near where you are, but if you go to the frozen section at Aldi, there is a red bag. You need the red bag of frozen chicken fillets, and they're breaded. And someone said they're actually pretty close to Chick-fil-A. And I was like, no way. But I made them the other night, and I put it on a white bun. I put pickles on there. I had Chick-fil-A sauce, not my homemade stuff. I had the real deal. And it was pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to say it was like identical, but it was pretty good. And I could feed my whole family for like $5, which, I mean, that's nice once in a while, obviously. But so try it. I mean, go to Aldi, get the red bag in the frozen food section.
Yeah, we have Aldi here, but actually I buy the nuggets from Sam's Club. They have a breaded nugget that is, you know, very, very, very similar to the Chick-fil-A nugget, and it's kind of scary how close it is. It's a little more like pickle juice flavor than the original, but it's very, very, very close. So they Sam's Club also has an option too if you don't have Aldi where you are.
Wow, good to know. I'm gonna have to check that out.
Wow, have you tried the Polynesian yet, Allison?
The one you made?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Should I?
You should. You won't be able to tell the difference.
I will say yours look very similar. Like your DIY version looks a lot like the real stuff.
That's how I roll.
I'm trying the real stuff right now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to try yours. Similar consistency. Yours is a little runnier.
Oh, easy.
Yours has a much stronger aftertaste. It's a lot tangier. But, I mean, it's close. What is that? How did you make that?
Well, it's, now I got to remember what it was. It's California French dressing. And right. Then we got the apple cider vinegar and honey.
Wow. Yeah, the apple cider vinegar. That's what it is. It gives it a definite kick.
So just three ingredients.
That was it.
Okay. That's pretty simple.
I might have splashed too much vinegar in there.
In hindsight, the vinegar might have been a little heavy-handed.
A little overpour.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, these copycat recipes may not trick your family, but stick around because when we come back, we're going to see if Evan G can trick us in a round of Nugget of Truth. Hi, guys. Allison here. I know you're a huge fan of Chick-fil-A, just like me. And I also know you're probably a really kind person, just like me. Just kidding. Which is why I love blessing people, even strangers in unexpected ways. You know, random acts of kindness. That's why I created a free printable to help you bless a friend or a stranger with a Chick-fil-A gift card. Because whose day wouldn't be a million times better if someone gave them free Chick-fil-A, right? So head to chickfilapodcast.com/free to print out your free Chick-fil-A gift card sleeve. Just print, cut, and pop a gift card in there to make someone say, Chick-fil-A! That's chickfilapodcast.com/free.
Welcome back. You've probably heard of the game Two Truths and a Lie. Well, this game is like that, only with an adorable name, of course. We call it Nugget of Truth. You get it? Oh, that's so clever. So, Evan, you're going to tell us three things about yourself, except that one of them is going to be a lie, which, by the way, we frown on lies, Evan. So you'll have a chance to repent after this. And so, but we'll have to guess which one is not true. Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's see how good your acting skills are.
Okay. So the first one, I graduated from the FBI Citizens Academy. I have over 22,000 points within my Chick-fil-A app. And the last one is I assisted with the florals for country superstar Kacey Musgraves' Nashville wedding.
Ooh. Dang, those are all really good.
Well, the first one's a lie because I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I graduated from the FBI Citizens Academy.
Wait, let me guess before you tell. Let me guess. Okay, don't tell yet. This is what I think. I think Evan actually has a different number of Chick-fil-A points, and therefore B is the lie on a technicality.
Okay.
All right, so what's the lie?
The lie is actually that I did not assist with the flowers for a superstar's Nashville wedding.
Jim, we are terrible at this game.
I have 21,130 points within my Chick-fil-A Red app. I'm a Red member.
Wow.
And I actually did graduate from the FBI Citizens Academy, so.
I knew it. I knew it all along, Garrett.
Yep, so.
Oh, I didn't know you said FBI. It went by fast. I thought, oh, what is that?
Yes, it was a 10-week course that you go and you just learn, you know, how the FBI do everything. And so it was very fascinating and informative. We got to learn and experience some of the things that agents do. And, you know, I always tell my friends when they need help trying to figure something out, I'm like, you know, I graduated from the FBI Citizens Academy, so I'm a pretty good detective.
And is that how you learned how to lie so well?
I guess it is.
That is really cool. Can anybody sign up for that?
I was approached by someone within our local bureau division, but it was a really fun experience. So
that is very cool. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Well, you stumped us, Evan. Thank you so much for joining us today. Where can people connect with you?
I'm on Instagram. That is my favorite platform. You can find me there, Evan G. Cooper. Or if you want to learn more about my weddings and events and florals, you can visit my website, evanandcompany.com, all spelled out.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do, politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with 2 N's, madeproductions.com.